This morning we spoke on the eyes of faith. This afternoon we're going to speak on the trying of faith. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, though the trying of your faith be more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found on the praise and honor and glory at Jesus' appearing. Now, the trying of your faith, it says, it's not like gold. Now, we know gold. Gold is expensive. Gold is precious, one of the precious metals. It said it's much more than gold. The trying of your faith. If you have gold and you want to see if it's real, just put it in the fire. When your faith is tested, it's much more precious than gold. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you in the fire this afternoon? Are you in the fire? Is your faith being tested? Are you in the fire? Well, we know God tested Job. And we found out he was real. Today, we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis 37, and we're going to look at how God tested Joseph. Verse number 1, and Jacob. We know Jacob, he's, you know, one of the fathers, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He dwelt in a land wherein his fathers were strangers, in the land of Canaan. Now, these are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, he was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad, the little boy, was of the son of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father, his brother, evil deeds. So he was a good son. He was well loved. Verse number 3. Israel, which is Jacob, he loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and even gave him a coat. He made a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all the brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Now, there was one day when Joseph had a dream. This dream, he was, make a long story short, all of the brothers, even the father, they served him in his dream. So he let his brothers know about the dream. Verse number 5. And they hated him yet the more. Now, his brothers hated him. Verse number 10, his father rebuked him, but he never forgot the saying. And verse number 13, and Israel said unto Joseph one day, go and look out for your brothers. They're supposed to be in this area. Go check up on them. He went over there. They weren't there. He saw a man. The man said, well, your brothers are down there. I saw them. So he went over there to them. Verse number 18. Now, we got to remember, they hate him. They mad at him. Verse number 18, when they saw him from afar off, even before he came near to him, they conspired against him to kill him. Now, you have hate when you hate somebody. And you anger at them. But there is none worse than malice. Because malice is anger that's cooled down. So you go from angry to cool down in malice. When you got malice for somebody, you'll kill them. And we can see this. They conspired to kill him. Kind of remind me of King Saul. David, he was a good boy. He killed Goliath. They honored, they raised his hand and King Saul was full of malice. Please don't let that be known among us as a characteristic to have malice. But anyway, they had malice against him. They said, come, let us slay him, let us kill him. Verse number 20. And they cast him into a pit. And they'll lie and say that a beast will kill him or something like that. But we'll read verse number 19. verse number 23. And it came to pass when Joseph came unto his brothers, they stripped off his coat that his dad made for him, his coat of many colors. Verse number 24. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no food, was no water. Now his brothers, verse number 25, they sitting out looking in, they eating food, they eating bread. They lift up their eyes and they saw a company of Ishmaelites. They came to from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and bombs and myrrh, going carrying it down into Egypt. And Judah said, what profit is it that we slay our brother? Come, let us conceal his blood. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. Now, verse number 28. Then there passed by many like merchant men, and they drew and they lifted him up out of the pit, and they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And the men brought him into Egypt. Now, my question is, Joseph is in the fire. This boy was 17 years old. Good, godly, goodly boy. Report his evil deeds, but yet his brothers cast him into the fire, cast him into a pit. My question is, where is God where all this is going on? Sometimes when you're going through your struggle, do you question, where is God? Where is God? Now, if this happens to you, would you leave God? I mean, you ain't do nothing to nobody. You just trying to do what your father told you to do. Would you leave God? Where is he? Would you stop being bitter toward people because you're going through some things? Would you be hateful to your brother? Would you stop showing up for church if this was you? This boy was 17 years old. One thing I love about him, he didn't let his past childhood dictate his future. He went through some things, but he didn't let that stuff linger in him. He didn't let his childhood determine his future for him to act and be a certain way. Verse number 39. I'm sorry. Let's turn over to chapter 39. Pick back up with our reading. So he was sold, and they brought him to Egypt. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of guard, an Egyptian, brought him with the hand of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. See, the Lord was with him. Now think about it. If we're going through our struggles in our life, we are in the fire being tried, the Lord is with you. Why would you curse him? Why would you give up on him? He is with you. If you are in the fire, he is with you. Kind of remind me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they was in the fire, somebody was in there with them. Remind me of that. It was a sidebar, but anyway. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. See, no matter what situation you find yourself in, if you're with the Lord, sing and be happy. Amen. You can't let the outside circumstances that's going on. See, when you cover the eyes of faith, let me go back to this morning. You let the outside circumstances dictate what goes on in your life. This man went through a lot, but the Lord was with him. Mm-hmm. All that he did, verse number 3, the Lord made to prosper. Verse number 4, Joseph found grace in the sight of the Lord, and he served him. Joseph found grace in Potiphar's sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house, and all that he did and put in his hand. Verse number 5, it came to pass from the time that he was made overseer in the house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Now, on our jobs, in our life, if you are walking in the light, as God is in the light, 1 John 1:7, you got fellowship. So no matter where you at, you're valuable. You're a child of God. This man was honest. He was an honest man. Potiphar gave him everything. He could trust him. You're trustworthy. You have the characteristics, the fruit of the Spirit. You're valuable. No matter what situation you find yourself in, if the Lord is with you. Now, where was God? That was our initial question. Well, he was with Joseph. He was with him. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 6. Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Now let me ask you a question. Are you in a fire right now in your life? Are you in the fire? Are you asking, where is God? He's with you. Maybe he's trying you, testing you, just like gold to see if you're real. You got a fake watch. You put it in the gold, it's going to melt and disappear. See, but real gold, it stays there. It's purified. All of the dross come out of it. If you are in a fire, you could be tested to see if you're real. Are you in the fire this morning, this afternoon? All right. Verse number 7, chapter 39, verse number 7. See, this man, he was, okay, verse number 6, let's go back, and he left all that Joseph in Joseph's hand. He didn't even know what he had, say the bread that he eats. See, Joseph knew everything he had. He gave it all to him. Verse number 7, and it came to pass, after these things, that Potiphar's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. Now, this is Potiphar, his Lord's wife, lie with me. But he refused and said, you my master's wife. Behold, my master knoweth not what is with me in the house, and he has committed all things into my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. So how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? See, now we can see why God was with him, because he kept God in the forefront of his mind. See, if you walk in the light as God is in the light, you have fellowship with him. He's with you. You don't have to worry about your outside circumstances. You don't have to worry about where God is at. He is with you because you are in the light. Verse number 10. And it came to pass as she spoke to him day by day, she really wanted him, that he heard not unto her to lie with her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house therein. So he was by himself, and she was in there. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled out, that she called unto the men of her house and spoke unto them, saying, see, he has brought in this Hebrew to us, the mockers. He come into me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. So she lied. She lied on Joseph. Now, this is a good man. He ain't do nothing. He's just doing his business, whatever job he had to do in the house. Like, do you get lied on? Like, what you going through in your life? Does this circumstance like this happen to you? Let's keep reading. Verse number 19. And when it came to pass, when his master heard the word of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner, pretty much lying, saying what he has done, that his wrath was kindled. Verse number 20. And Joseph's master took him, put him in prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in prison. So this man went from being betrayed by his family, sold. Now he was lied on. They throw him in prison. This man is in the fire. Verse number 21. But the Lord was with him. No matter what he go through in his life, I try to keep that as an asterisk into my name. No matter what I go through, the Lord is with me. I'm all right. I'm going to sing and be happy. No matter the outside circumstances that I go through in this world, I'm going to sing and be happy because I know I'm pleasing him. I'm being favored. I'm doing the requirements that it takes to be a Christian. The Lord is with me. Verse number 21, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So the keeper of the prison, 22, committed to Joseph to watch over all of the prisoners. Whatever they did, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with Joseph, and that which he did, all that he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Are you in the fire? Now, this man is in the fire, certainly. I mean, the man was sold into slavery. Betrayed, lied on, thrown in jail. The Lord's still with them. No matter where you at, whatever the world can do to you, the Lord with you, sing and be happy. You got the God of all gods, Lord of all lords. See, when you walk by faith and not by sight, the trials and all those things around you, you don't even see them. You don't, all those persecutions, you don't even see them because you're walking by faith, not by the things that you can see. When you walk by faith and not by sight, you don't see them. You don't focus on those things. He couldn't focus on that. He knew the Lord was with him. No matter what circumstance, health concern, whatever, the Lord is with me. I'm good. No matter what. He just played the hand that he was dealt. Whatever state he was in, just like Paul said, he learned to be content. What abound, whatever circumstances abase, he learned to be content. Because the Lord is with him. Do you have that same mindset in your circumstances? Whatever it is that you're dealing with, do you have that mindset that, you know what, the Lord is with me, I'm good? Do you have that? Are you in the fire right now? See, if the Lord is with you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, this man certainly was in the fire. Now, let's pick back up and read chapter 40, verse number 6. Now, there were some men that came into this prison. Verse number 6, and Joseph came in at them in the morning, and he looked upon them, and these men, they were sad. He was like, so he saw these two, butler and the baker, they came into the prison, they were sad. Verse number 7, he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward, the Lord's house, he's saying, why do you look so sad? Hold on, let me ask you a question, Joseph. You was betrayed by your brothers. They threw you into a prison. They was going to kill you. You were sold into slavery. Got out of that situation. You came out favorable. It was snatched from you because somebody lied on you. They threw you into prison again. Or threw you into prison. And you asking these men in the prison why they are so sad? Listen, you the one that should be sad. Why are you not sad? He knew the Lord was with him. We have no reason to be sad. When the Lord is with us. He knew that the Lord was with him. Jeremiah 17, verse number 7. Blessed, happy is a man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Are you happy? Are you happy right now? I'm going to let that question linger. Are you happy? Honestly, are you happy? Like, this man was happy, and he went through all that. We look pretty, and we smell good, we got money. This man didn't have, he was stripped, he was in prison, still was happy. No matter what we go through, we need to sing and be happy. Even if you're in the fire. Now, God delivers him out of the fire, out of this prison. Genesis chapter 41, verse number 41, God was with him the whole time, but he actually became governor. He became governor of Egypt. There was a famine in the land where his brothers and them stayed at. His brothers went up to the governor to ask for bread. Now, you got to think, these are the 12 sons of Israel, so they have a major part in the history of Jesus. So this is very important. So they had to preserve the promised seed to go before the governor. They didn't know that it was their brother that they deceived and they sold. When they finally see him, they was ashamed. He had to hold back the tears from his eyes because he knew they did him wrong. He held it back from his eyes. And he hugged them. He loved them. No matter what they did, he loved them. He gave them more than what they asked for. Genesis chapter 50, verse number 20, he said, you did it for bad, but God meant it for good. If it weren't for me being faithful and all I went through, the seed line that Christ came from wouldn't even be in existence right now because y'all would have died in the famine. If he would have slipped one time, maybe he would have slept with Potiphar's wife. He wouldn't be in the same condition he's in. See, when we fall short of the glory, when we sin in these circumstances, God has a purpose for us, and we fall short of our purpose in life. We don't know why we have these trials. But the trying of your faith is much more precious than gold. That's what Peter said. Just got to hang in there. Much more precious than gold. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 105 real quick. Psalms chapter 105. Psalms chapter 105, verse number 17. And it says, He sent a man before them, even Joseph, to my God, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was tortured. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried Joseph. It was a trial. He tested him, and he found out, yeah, he real. Are you real? When you are you like fake jewelry? It burns when it's tested in the fire. Are you real gold? Sometimes we get caught up in life and we all these things are bothering us. See, we have been in worse conditions. We made it through it. Sometimes it's not about what you go through, but what you grow through. It's not about what you go through. It's what you grow through. It's a plan. It's a plan that you got to grow through to be stronger. James chapter 1, it said, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying, that fire, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have a perfect work that you may be complete and entire, wanting nothing. God preserved Joseph's life in order to save Israel, the nation, the 12 sons, from famine. Now, God had to get Jesus to the world through this seed line. He preserved Joseph for that reason. He might have a purpose for us that we don't know. We are preserved for a reason. We have to let our light so shine that men see our good works. They don't glorify us. They glorify him. We are here for a purpose to let our light shine. Well, Joseph was a type of Jesus. When God sent Jesus to the world, yeah, he was lied on. He was betrayed by his brothers, his closest friends. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, shekels of silver. He was crucified. He died. He rose from the grave to be king. Now he feeds us with the bread of life, the living water, so that we never thirst and never hunger. If you are in the fire this morning, just know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Though the trying of your faith be much more precious than gold that perish, it shall be found unto honor, glory, and praise at the appearance of Christ. 1 Peter 1:7. If you're here this morning, I hope that I said something to help encourage you in your Christian walk. So as we leave here this afternoon, that this week ahead of you, no matter what fires you get thrown in, you know that the Lord is with you all the way through. If you're here and you're not a Christian, we ask that you become one. We plead with you. The best decision you can ever make. You don't want to be in this dying and dark world, and you don't have Jesus' hand hold. You're not holding his hand. You don't have his arm wrapped around. The world will chew you up and spit you out. You hear God's word. You believe it. Repent. Confess. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. And we'll hold you. We'll lift you up as you walk in your Christian walk. Let us now have a song for the invitation.